This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. This coming Monday at sundown marks the beginning of Passover. It's an important holiday in the Jewish faith, celebrating freedom from slavery in Egypt roughly 3 millennia ago. It's a week-long celebration with food and other traditions. But for many, this Passover feels different amid the ongoing conflict we've been talking about with Israel and Gaza. Last month, at the start of Ramadan, we had a similar conversation with two people of the Muslim faith, both of Palestinian descent. Today, we're hearing a Jewish and an Israeli perspective on Passover. Joining us now is Rabbi Bina Wing with Temple Beth El in Rockford. Rabbi Wing, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Thank you so much.
We are also joined by Stav Asher, a computer science student at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He's also an Israeli. Stav, welcome back to the 21st Show to you as well.
Thank you very much.
And Stav, I want to begin with you. Since we last spoke, I'm sure you have friends and family back in Israel. You've been following what's happening. What have you been hearing from them, especially this past week with the attack from Iran?
So the attack from Iran was a real turmoil in Israel. A lot of people were extremely nervous, were very afraid. The entire country was basically anticipating a blow. And the blow did come, but as I believe you've discussed with Nick, together with our allies, we were able to actually intercept most of the munitions that were fired. And actually that turned out to be something. It had a silver lining in the sense that we noticed that in our region in the Middle East, we actually have allies, I mean, other than the U.S. that was obviously backing us up and was immensely helpful. We also had help from, neighboring countries, the Saudis, the Jordanians. And that turned out to be a really nice silver lining in the sense that, regional cooperation is possible and we have hope for peace in the Middle East.
And there is some, I've heard some talk that maybe one of the reasons Hamas timed its attack last October was to try and disrupt the attempt of Israel and Saudi Arabia to have a peace agreement. Can you just talk about how different that feels to have those neighboring countries working with Israel in this case compared to how it's been in the past?
So I must admit that when I was a kid, I was basically my parents constantly told me, that right now and ever since Israel was founded, people have to join the army, right? Most people in Israel have to join the army by law. And I was told when I was 6 and 7, by the time you grow up, by the time you're 18, there's not going to be an army anymore. And then after the assassination of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, and a few years later, things have deteriorated. And I believe people have given up on peace, a lot of people. And lately we had the Abraham Accords, which were an immense boost to the morale of, people who hope to have peace in the Middle East. And this is somehow it's another boost like that. People really, and myself included, the attack and the war, in the current war in Gaza, made us think, well, maybe it's hopeless. Maybe our neighbors will say, another war. We can't handle a relationship, like an allyship with Israel. But it seems like even though things have been very nasty this past half a year, it seems like there's still hope.
Rabbi Wing, I want to bring you into the conversation now, and we do need to take a break in a couple of minutes here, but can you talk about how you and members of your congregation have been watching what has been unfolding in Israel and how you've been thinking about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think my congregation, like much of the Jewish world, in some ways sort of everything stopped on October 7th. And there's memes on the internet, 6 months later, it's still October 7th. And while I know that, obviously life here continues and even life in Israel continues, that it's always on the back of our minds, what had happened and the fact that we, there's still hostages that are being held and people that we just don't know what the situation is. And so it's a challenge to to approach Jewish holidays with this sort of hanging over our heads. One of the holidays we just celebrated actually is this, you know, traditionally very festive and joyful and even kind of crazy holiday of Purim, which tells the story of Esther. And it was, there was a lot of debate within the Jewish community as to how do we celebrate a holiday like this? And that thought is, you know, carries through to Passover as well.
All right, we are going to take a break and we will continue this conversation. If you're just joining us, this is the 21st show. Passover is beginning next week, Monday at sundown. It's the Jewish holiday celebrating freedom from slavery in Egypt. And it every Passover, there's a tradition, a question traditionally asked during the Seder. Why is this Passover different from all other Passovers? We're going to be talking about that when we come back. Our guests are Rabbi Bina Wing with Temple Beth El in Rockford and Stav Osher, who is a student at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and an Israeli. If you want to join our conversation today, 800-222-9455 is the number, 800-222-9455. More to come after a short break. This is the 21st show. Stay with us. This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about the upcoming Jewish holiday of Passover, which begins Monday at sundown, and specifically about it in the context of the ongoing war in Israel and Gaza, and now involving Iran directly attacking Israel last weekend. My guests for this conversation are Rabbi Bina Wing with Temple Beth El in Rockford, Illinois, and Stav Osher, a computer science student at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He's also an Israeli. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation on the program today. 800-222-9455. So, Rabbi Wing, before the break, I mentioned that question, why is this Passover different from all other Passovers? How are you thinking about that specifically? You've mentioned other holidays, and Purim in particular, trying to decide how you celebrate while there is this unfolding tragedy happening around the world. And even here in Illinois, the ADL just this week reported a significant increase in assaults, vandalism, and harassment against Jewish people in 2023, both in Illinois and around the country. How are you thinking about Passover this year?
Right. So I'll toss out just sort of one sort of gentle correction that that the question we ask is, why is this night different than all other nights? We don't Thank ask you. Why is this Passover different than every other Passover. We don't ask that every year. But this year we for sure are asking that question. How is this Passover different? And how, you know, how can we speak of, you know, how can we speak of freedom when there's so much turmoil that's happening in Israel and to our, you know, our symbolic brothers and sisters who are there. I mean, we in many ways we feel very, even though we're, you know, we're most of us, most of the American Jews living here are Americans, and not Israelis or dual citizens. And yet we feel deeply, deeply connected with Israel. And many of us know people there and have family there or friends there. And so to celebrate freedom doesn't quite feel like it fits in the same way. So I know that many people who are sort of gifted liturgists are creating material that we can put into our regular Passover Seder practices, additional questions to ask. There's traditionally these four questions that one of which you sort of reference, you know, why is this night different from all other nights? And then there's four different kind of answers. But, you know, additional questions that can be answered, additional readings that can be read, and so there's lots of that that's happening as well. I mean, I can keep talking, but if you want to like talk.
Yeah, no, let me. Well, yeah, no. One, thank you for the correction. I do appreciate that. Stav, let me ask you though. What about you? As you're heading into Passover next week, how are you thinking about it? How does it feel differently this year from, say, a year ago, or 2 or 3 or 4 years ago?
So that rise in anti-Semitic incidents, it has been felt in Champaign-Urbana, definitely. We've been feeling it. And one thing that's happened because of that is the Jewish and the Israeli community, or the Israeli and the Jewish community, communities have been really becoming stronger. I've met a lot of people that I think I would not have met otherwise in all sorts of events and occasions. And people have been very, you know, very caring neighbors and friends. And I've actually been invited into two seders this time, one by some friends from Urbana, and one of friends from Champaign. And we're actually going to the Urbana Seder, and it'll be, I think, very comforting for us. And you know, it's nice to have a community in this sense. And it's very, even though it might be the same seder that our ancestors or somewhat similar, you know, at least the ideas are the same as our ancestors have been celebrating for 1,000 years more. I don't remember. I think it was in Roman times where the Seder was first celebrated. It does feel different. Also, my family in Israel, I'm from originally from a very small town, a kibbutz. That's a special sort of village. Maybe people have heard of them as they were major, many of the small towns that were attacked in October 7th in the Gaza envelope were these kibbutzim, kibbutz singular, kibbutzim plural. And my kibbutz has a communal seder every year, which I always enjoy participating in. And this time we actually have some refugees from a neighboring kibbutz that was attacked on October 7th, lost many of their members. And they're actually joining us, they're joining the kibbutz for the next foreseeable future, as their home is currently unsafe to return to. And, you know, these things are always at the back of your head, even if I'm here. It's definitely different from other years.
Rabbi Wing, we just heard Stav saying that he and other Jewish people in Champaign-Urbana have felt that increase in anti-Semitic attacks and incidents. Do you and your congregation, do you feel safe in Rockford?
So, you know, it's a little bit of a complicated thing because historically we have felt pretty comfortable here in Rockford. It isn't that there's been no anti-Semitism, but historically we felt pretty safe and secure. But because anti-Semitism is ramping up everywhere, we're more concerned than we've ever been before, because it, you know, it just takes one person, just takes one hateful, you know, crazy person that's going to come and want to, you know, somehow decides that because of what's happening in Israel, that all Jews everywhere are to blame for that. And, you know, it just takes one person. So, you know, we've had to ramp up security, and I think generally speaking, we're more nervous than and more frightened than we've ever been before, even though, like I said, you know, we've been blessed with a pretty safe existence here in Rockford. And we've had over the years, you know, a really healthy relationship with the Muslim community here.
Let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We are talking with Rabbi Bina Wing of Temple Beth El in Rockford, and Stav Osher, who is an Israeli computer science student at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, about Passover, which is coming up next week, in the context of the conflict that we've been seeing in Israel and Gaza and more broadly in the Middle East, especially in the last couple of weeks. Stav, when we spoke, I believe it was last year, it was earlier in this conflict, there had already been sort of pushback against all the civilian casualties that were happening on the Palestinian side in Gaza. I wonder how you've continued to see that unfold in the ongoing protest, especially we've seen a lot of it on college campuses. How you've seen that unfold from your perspective?
Well, nothing has improved on that front, I'm afraid. I mean, civilian casualties are still happening in Gaza every day, and it's awful. Innocent people are dying, men, women, children, elderly, everyone, and nothing has changed on that front. And I definitely understand the protests and the antagonism that it creates. It is my view, and always have been, that this is mostly on Hamas. I mean, Israel is, as far as I know, as far as I've been able to tell and discern from reports and from the news, Israel is doing everything possible in order to avoid civilian casualties. But again, as you have a terrorist organization which uses civilians as a human shield in a very densely populated area, it's basically impossible to wage war without civilian casualties. And yeah, but I understand why people see it, and you know, this such a massive loss of life is so hard for us to see, so hard for us to accept. And I only hope that the protesters and the people on the other side of the aisle, I'd like to say, that they understand that for me, understanding that not only is this happening, but this is happening, I mean, my country and my people are doing it, it's twice as hard for me as it is for them. I still think that this is Israel is waging a war which we must wage, because we just cannot have a territory next to us being ruled by a terrorist organization whose sole purpose is to destroy us and kill us, and that will just continue launching rockets and launching, you know, genocidal attacks. We just cannot have it. No country that desires life can have such a thing. So, yeah, it's still awful. Was awful always. Yeah.
Rabbi Wing, we have just a few minutes left in our time together. You spoke earlier about Passover. It's normally a joyous holiday. There are foods associated with it, other traditions. You mentioned, though, you know, some modifications this year that people are working up for the sort of liturgical aspects of it, say it how you will. Can you talk about that and just how you're thinking, how it will be, how you're approaching it differently?
Yeah, so I haven't 100% decided how what we're going to do here at Temple Beth El, but we have a Seder that brings our whole community together, and so I imagine that in addition to doing some additional readings, that we'll probably have some empty chairs that we'll mark in a particular way to represent the hostages. There's been some conversations that I've been a part of where people are talking about, so there's a ritual plate called a Seder plate, and there's different symbols on the plate that, you know, trace back centuries. And so some people are suggesting putting something else on the Seder plate that is symbolic of what's happening, whether it's symbolic of the devastation that's happening, symbolic of the ongoing war, symbolic of those who were killed on October 7th, and even symbolic of like Stav was saying about the massive death and just how tragic it is, and And so we'll incorporate some of those readings into what is traditional liturgy. You know, one of the things too that's part of the argument about, you know, do we do things the same or do we do things differently? And one of the arguments that comes up is that, you know, life hasn't historically been easy for Jews, and our ancestors going back generations and generations and generations, no matter what was happening, celebrated Passover and celebrated Passover in the same way that it had been celebrated for generations before. And that's a powerful argument, I think, for continuing to observe the holidays. And in some ways, that's the best answer to anti-Semitism as well, is to say we're not going anywhere. There is a phrase that's part of Jewish tradition. It's Am Yisrael Chai, which means the people of Israel lives. And if anything, that mantra has become even stronger for us to say, like we're going to celebrate Passover and we're going to observe our holiday to say, Am Yisrael Chai, the people of Israel, will continue to thrive even in really, really difficult situations. And I think what Stav was saying about, you know, that this war is against Hamas, and that they can't, you know, Hamas has said over and over again, they're going to do October 7th again and again and again. And so.
Well, normally, yeah, sorry. Normally I would end our conversation by saying Chag Sameach. I don't know if that's appropriate this year. So I'll just say thank you both for being with us on the 21st show.
It's appropriate. And thank you very much.
All the more reason to say Chag Sameach, actually, to say like, yeah, we're going to continue to celebrate our holidays. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Rabbi Bina Wing of Temple Beth El in Rockford, Stav Osher, an Israeli student at the U of I Urbana-Champaign. This is the 21st show. Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Mackey.